That's right. Twitty B. We're doing this for the ladies. Hood. Grandma.
Phone ring. Gotta pick it up. When she call, you know what's up.
Hello.
Phone ring. Gotta pick it up. When she call, you know what's up.
Hello.
Hey, mama. You've been on my mind. Come on over, we can spend some time.
I'm on my way.
Knock, knock. She be at my door. I'm hoping that she ain't got on no clothes.
You like what you see?
Work it, baby, work it. You move that body, please don't hurt it. See what you feeling ain't worse. And what you hearing don't hurt. When no one is around, girl, you scream so loud. I love
it when you say
down. She wanna go another round.
Damn.
Slowly, take it slowly. Feeling so good, I won't leave. No, see what you feeling ain't hurt. And what you hearing don't hurt. When no one is around, girl, you scream so loud. I love
you.
Another episode of Grown Folks Business, and it is our season finale. How is everybody doing?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. We
chilling.
Feeling good. What's happening in the neighborhood? You know what I'm talking about? Because look, what they got from suckers laying dead in the alley, GFB is the shit on the grand finale. God damn it. You know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Okay, you guys, you know it's Easter weekend, and I just want everybody to have a safe weekend. How was Good Friday for everybody?
My Good Friday was
great.
Man,
you know, my Good Friday was a great Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, man,
I had
my Easter eggs hunted for.
Oh Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, decorated a couple of eggs myself.
Oh, God.
You had a good weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? We moving on to a great weekend.
I can't deal with them.
You know what it is? You know what it is?
Yeah, man, they might have got fertilized. I don't know.
Have mercy.
I just sprinkle a little bit, man. You
know. Hey, Rudy's a hot mess. I don't know what y'all gonna do with him. How was your good Friday, Rock?
It was a hot mess too. You
know?
This is gonna be a lit show today, man.
You know, we ready, man, up in here, man. You know, we might not see each other or talk to each other for a minute, man. So we got to turn it up in this B.I. You
know? Okay.
Already.
Well, you guys, I went to the casino last night. Now, it was a good Friday for me because I never won. Like, every time I go, I'm always losing. And I actually won this time, and it was an amazing feeling to actually go with more than what you came with, you know what I mean? So it was a
right.
good Friday for me.
That's what's up.
It was a real good Friday
man.
For me.
That's what's up, man.
Somebody got to break
blessings
the bank.
Come pouring in. No, you
right
know,
on.
Blessings come pouring in, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Shit. You know, you're going to take us all out to margarita night or something?
You know you're welcome.
Them big ass fishbowls she be drinking.
Goddamn, boy, they kiss me in the face. Hey, she don't be drinking the motherfucker. She be sitting on the ledge of
the motherfucker,
dipping her head in this shit.
You know? See there. See there.
I'm going to
stop fooling with y'all, for real.
You know we love you, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
going to
stop fooling with y'all. Y'all ain't for me.
Man, you know, hey, if we ain't on your team, who is? You know what I'm saying?
I know
okay.
that's real. I got
okay.
an amazing team. I have an amazing team, and we're getting ready to close out 5 seasons on Grind Hard Radio. And I just want to say my hat's off to the whole team. We worked hard, we pulled together, and we pulled it off. So salute to everybody that had a hand in Grown Folks Business this season. I am very appreciative for each and every one of you, even our listeners and people, you know, that go back and listen later. We really appreciate you guys. And please continue to support the show. Now, I want to get into a topic, you guys. I'm quite sure you're familiar with the 2 police officers that were recently fired because this was in, I think, Gwinnett County, where 2 of the police officers kicked the man in the face while he was handcuffed. You guys heard about that?
Yeah.
He ran up at the end of the situation and kicked the man in the head.
Right. Okay, these
yeah,
2
the dude
officers
was already
have been
cuffed.
Fired. And 89 cases involving these 2 officers have been dismissed. So apparently these officers have been up to no good for quite some time now. And from my understanding, they had a previous incident with this guy. And the one police officer called the other police officer. They had had a run-in with this guy on a previous occasion. So that may explain why he just got out of the car and came up and kicked the man in the face. I don't know what the underlying thing is, but I just want to get you guys' thoughts and views on this particular incident. If you were in a certain situation as such, I mean, like, as a person, do we not trust our police officers? Do we not stop when they pull us over? Do we not? I mean, what are we supposed to do as a people to try to, I guess, keep ourselves safe? Like, what are some of the options you feel that we may have as a people, you know, when it comes to the police? Because this is getting ridiculous. Rock was telling me earlier about a guy that was daywalking, and the police just, you know, come behind this man and knock this man down and beat this man for jaywalking when the only thing he was supposed to do was give him a citation. So, like, I guess I could start with Rock on this one. Like, what are your thoughts on what the police are doing nowadays?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I don't know how a lot of these polices is even allowed to even just wear the uniform. Who sent these clowns
right.
to the school? Who made these clowns take a goddamn oath? Who is training these guys? You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like to me the police department is just an extension of the military. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the reason why I say that is it doesn't matter what background you come from. You could have mental issues, all kind of shit. They still go put your ass in the uniform and make you feel like you somebody. Now, at the end of the
right.
day, all them police officers, because you never know which police officers going to stop you. So you really don't know what can happen with any of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's a
right.
terrifying situation to be put in that type of frame of mind to say, okay, well, this police man pulled me over. Is he going to beat me? Is he going to kill me? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, truth be told, the majority of the time they get away with the shit anyway. I'm just curious to know why the hell they let it go on that long. 89 cases? That's a lot of motherfucking cases, man. And that man should have been fired. He should have been expedited and sent to jail or away from that motherfucker. You know, these police officers need to get off that because they wear the blue suit that they run the world, that they the boss, that they can tell anybody and everybody what to do, how to do, and why to do, even if we ain't doing shit. So, they you know, they got a vendetta. It's a secret vendetta going on with a lot of these police, man. A lot of them was nerds in high school, got their ass whooped. A lot of them got their girlfriends took by niggas. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So the older they get, they still latch on to that shit. They holding grudges. So anybody black that they stop, they going to try to get them a hard time just to make them, force them to put them in jail or put the handcuffs on them or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, hell, nowadays, it seems like you ain't got to do that. You just be jaywalking. And then here come a police man want to run up on you and beat you up because you jaywalking. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's that bullshit, man. I don't like it. I'm not condoning none of that shit. You know, I respect authority to a point. But when you got them silly-ass police officers doing that dumb-ass shit like that, man, they don't get no respect, bro. They ain't supposed to be there. You know, that's just my
opinion. But the thing is, and this was something else, like in the original police report, it says, Collins refused to place his hands behind his back, spun around, and began actively resisting arrest by bending at waist and trying to push me away. The officer said he had to use a taser on Hollins and put handcuffs on him while he was on the ground. He also wrote he remembers detaining the same man in a previous traffic stop, and the man was allegedly found with a loaded gun. In my previous encounter, he reached for a loaded firearm that was under his seat, he wrote in his report. But he had no idea that a witness had videoed this whole event, and everything that he said in that report was a lie. Every single thing he wrote. So, I think
he got
what
on
is the
tape.
Purpose of having what is the purpose of having body cameras and cameras on the car if you have these type of incidences and reports that come across your desk? You should also have some visuals to say that this report is right, it is accurate, I saw it with my own eyes from the police body cam, but this is not the case. Something somewhere is wrong.
At the end of the day, man, it's not a matter of something being, I mean, the police, man, they have, you know what I'm saying, like systemic racism, man, that's been based on their foundation. But that's not just it, man. We live in a society, man, in which, you know what I'm saying, mental and emotional illnesses exist, man, within everyday people. And it's like, it's not like it's just something that's new or something that's unseen before, unheard of before. I mean, we identified as the police, but I mean, it's like, look at these dudes, man. Take some of these. You could take it to the rap game. Look at some of these rappers that ain't never been shit, ain't never been nobody. All of a sudden, they get a hot song. They raping girls, man. They abusing their homeboys. They mistreating niggas
right.
that had their back their whole career. They acting all
right.
funny. Look at some of these dudes that's not getting rocking like that, but look at some of these dudes that get to be a DJ. Look how they do, motherfuckers, man. Same dudes you grew up with, man, threw up with,
right.
and you got too drunk. Them same cats, man, you treating them like nothing and like they nobody because everybody cannot handle being in a position of power. Look at some of these bouncers
right.
at these clubs. It's like a chick got to give them something, let them fill them up or pay some money or, you know what I'm saying, a Big JoJo
right.
can't get in and shit because he's somebody on the block and shit and the bouncer dude don't want him up in there and shit. It's like
right.
anytime you put
right.
people in a position of power, man, you dig what I'm saying, you're going to have problems. We live in a society, man, in which the vetting process, man, for moving forward don't exist. There's no physical training as a young man to learn to be a man. There's no physical training as a woman to grow up to learn to be a woman. And so when you put people in these positions without psychiatric evaluation, it's not just the corruption of the police force. It's the whole training process. When you can just
right.
have a GED, man, from night school, you was arrested 50, 60 times as a juvenile, just never got convicted because the small town you live in, they know your mom and daddy and everybody always spank everybody on the butt and send them on home. And here you
right.
are, this sick, corrupt person, man, you put in this position. And as a human being, some of us hold grudges. So it's like, man, you might not like to have to work within the confines of the rules and regulations. It's like, man, you get this job and a dude punch you in your face. Your job say you can't punch him back. You got to keep on attempting to only use defensive reasonable force to get him into the cuffs and then stop right there. But this man done kicked you in your face, or this man done spit on you before. He done said something about your mom, or he done been disrespectful. And it's like we expect people to have the mental strength and fortitude to be able to survive, man, and get past all that and be professional. But we live in a society,
right.
man, in which professionalism is not taught or trained or instilled in anybody. There's no longer the protect and serve. After they meetings, man, the police captain or the sergeant that's running the meeting, lieutenant, whoever, he said, all right, man, everybody try to get back here and make it home safe. So when you go from
right.
patrolling the community to policing the war zone, you dig what I'm saying? And making it home safe as opposed to protect and serve, the whole mindset, man, you know what I'm saying, that's being instilled by simply the words. When you say war zone, you turn a community into Bangladesh or Baghdad or some motherfucking
right.
place from 67th and Central. You know, you change the
right.
whole mindset. When you say make it home safe, you got people out there looking around trying not to die as opposed to trying to help other people. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? So it's like
right.
everything that's being done is being changed around, and we keep expecting behavior from people, not the uniform from people, because it's like, man, it's over 1 million police in this country. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we see these little incidents, man, you know what I'm saying, that we just now starting to see because of video cameras and cell phones and all this nonsense. This shit been going on for so long, man. The attempt
oh, yeah.
and the drive and the movement to try to change it is just so crazy
right.
because it's like you get away with that corruption. How many times do a dude cheat on his girlfriend or a woman cheat on her man before she finally get caught and find out he been doing this like for their whole marriage? Find out this
right.
dude was gay for their whole 40-year marriage. This dude was creeping on some
right.
penis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And doing stuff. You only know something is wrong when they make that one mistake and you find out something is wrong. If it hadn't been for this videotape on this cell phone video, this dude would be in jail with the boot print on his face, locked up, and the same stuff would continue to happen. It's
I mean, with nothing that he could do about it. Nothing he could do about it. With this report written and two officers agreeing to it, he would be stuck.
Yeah. But at the same
right.
time, I'm going to say this, man, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for it later on, and I don't really care, man, because I'm more unconscious, man, than worrying about people's personal opinion of me. It's like this right here, man. There are situations in which, man, you got two choices. You could either say, fuck the law, do what you do, man, and don't complain if it don't go your way. You know what I'm
right.
saying? In other words, have your pistol, and when the police try to pull you over, gun them down, do whatever you want to do. Or you can say, I'm going to be a citizen, I'm going to go along with the law. And when they act unlawfully, follow the laws and go what you can do. Go to court, file you some paperwork, try to do what you try to do, working within the system. Because them is the only two choices. You dig what I'm saying? I still to this day, man, refer to the case, man, where they choked the brother out and killed him. My thing is, that was some foul, filthy, low-down shit. But I'm still at this point trying to ask myself, at what point do this brother not realize you not getting away, man? Just submit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, man, you're not a savage animal or nothing. Man, it's a small-ass case. You're going to go to jail for selling some singles. You're going to be back out. You're going to have you a nice lawsuit because they done abused you. On all these but why you just gonna keep on saying, like, no matter what, you got all these officers here with their guns drawn, these weapons and stuff, and you gonna just sit here, man, with nothing? It's a difference between being down and being stupid. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying this to say I don't want nobody to take no other situation. Say a woman should, you know, submit to 10 men because they want to rape her or none of that. But I'm saying in a lawful situation, in a lawful society, man, you've been arrested, falsely arrested, man, just go through the process. If you not, man, this is what can happen. You see what I'm saying? This is what can happen, man, you know? And so that's just my take on it, you know?
Okay. All right, D-Ham, what are your thoughts?
Well, the police people, they, you know, they need to quit letting military, I think they should quit letting ex-military people become police officers because, you know, some of those guys still be shell shocked from wherever they come, whatever war they came from, or wherever they went through over wherever they was at. I mean, that and they need to do more evaluation. I don't know how they evaluating who they put in there and let to be police officers and all this stuff here. Like, you know, down here, like I get pulled. I done got pulled over. I mean, you know, I just. I be nervous when the laws get behind me, period. I'm already nervous, you know, for no reason. Just I get nervous for no reason, you know, because I ain't got nothing on me. I could be clean. I know I ain't got nothing. Nothing. I ain't all my stuff straight, and I still get, when they get behind me, because I be like, what are you doing? You know, you can run my place all you want, but, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, he could stop me, and then I don't know what mood you going to be in when you get out your car, so... today they have this thing they call it live. You want to go, all these people going live showing they self smoking blunt. Look, when you get pulled over, that's the time you need to go live.
Right.
That's the time you need to go live. You know, instead of sitting up here and showing you rolling the blunt, smoking the blunt, and hitting the bong and all this other crazy stuff you're doing on live and just sitting there and telling people to talk to you. It's you. You know, like, this one you need to use live. When the laws pull you over, you let them know, hey, we on live. That what the white folks do?
And all you hear is,
all you keep hearing in this argument is, turn your phone off. No, I ain't turning my phone off. This is my phone. I paid for this. I'm finna let my phone stay on while you
here. That's
right. So, I mean, even though because... To me, I get nervous anyway when they get behind me, but I catch myself and I start to think, like, okay, these police, I look at what area I'm in. That's the first thing I do.
Right.
I look at the area I'm in. Now, if I know I'm in the wrong area and I don't need to be over here, when they don't stop me, yeah, they probably think I'm over here doing wrong because they're going to judge me right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? That's how police is. That's how they train them. They train them, go off your judgment. What do you think about this person? You know, in jail, they train the officers, the security guards, that every inmate is a liar. Anything he tell you, he lying to you just so he can get what he want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go in there and tell the person your age, they going to think you lying. That ain't how old you is.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a remedy, like you said, with the go live thing, I think the safest thing you could do or the most accurate record you could keep, if you are fearful for your life or fearful that this police officer may cause harm to you, you should call 911 and tell them, I'm being pulled over by a police officer. I would like for you to stay on the line so I can have some type of document of this encounter. Because so many people are being hurt and harmed. I don't want to run. I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to get away from him. But I don't feel safe with you stay on the line until this is over. And that way, you have proof and a document of every single event that took place. And that's public record. Like, you can't erase it. You can't do anything like that with them things.
Hey, that's That's real shit. That's real shit. But it's like, it's the same thing, though, with the police cam. It's like the police cam only show what happened when it come on. It's like if they get behind you, if the officer's cam that we see ain't the one that started the car chase, we only going to see you pull over and get out the car thing. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you go live, we're not going to see that you was popping shots at the police or the police pop shots at you first. All we're going to see is what happened when you go live. My whole thing, man, is that I believe that training, people pushing for training, for conflict resolution, for all these different types of psychological training for these police, and this vetting process, man, needs to be changed and check into their psych evaluation, man. And I really don't feel like, man, like a policeman that's fresh from Iraq or Syria or some other fucking weird man should be able to be on the force. It should be like a few years, man, and like, you know what I'm saying, a cool-off process before he can be joining something, because his mindset is war zone, you know. And it's
right.
Like, I've been watching a few videos, man, because I'm one of those people, man. I don't Google to support myself. I Google for facts. And it's a lot of situations, man, in which I find myself as a human being, not as a black man, but as a human being, understanding some of these situations, because it's like when you got a split second to figure out if somebody you done told to not move is reaching for a weapon or just scratching themselves, it's like if you wait too late, you die. I mean, we street people, some of us, man, and we done been in that situation where you talking to a dude and he dip his shoulder while y'all in this heater and you fire on him because it's like, man, I wasn't finna wait on you to fire on me first. You know what I'm saying? Or
right.
These situations in which a dude tell you, yeah, when I see you, you know what the business is. Next time I see you in the streets, it's going down. Now, based on how you was raised, you like your words. It's like, so when you see that dude and you draw down on him and he talking about, oh, man, I was talking about a rap battle. Like a rap battle. Bro, the words you use and your attitude and your behavior. So it's like we live in a society, man, in which we got to re-educate the police force. Because at the end of the day, I don't care all these fake-ass revolutionary talking people. Man, the police force is a very vital, important a role in our community. Because we ain't policing each other and shit. We breaking in each other's houses and shit. If we eliminate the police, man, you know what I'm saying, then we turn into us, revert back to, you know, the savage mentality of only the strongest. And then you end up with these gangs and stuff like that, man, running the neighborhood, breaking in people's houses, selling drugs out of people's houses, doing all of this
right.
Shit. So the police, man, they play a vital role. However, man, because everything is evolving, like, I don't get into a lot of stuff, man, about me, but I grew up, man, I had a homeboy. We hung out. We got arrested, man, like 40 times one summer just for anywhere from loitering to trespassing because we were shooting ball at the park. It got to the point, man, where it was like he would just say, beat me up and take me home. And they would kick his ass, drop him off. I stayed down the street from the sheriff's station. So I would go down there, man, wait for my people to come get me because I wasn't volunteering for no ass whooping. But they used to beat his ass. And they dropped him out the car in front of his house. I mean, it's like, man, you know, I done had my ass whooped and slammed on so many cars, been standing out there, man, in 100-something degree weather with the tips of my fingers, barely able to stay on the car hood of that hot-ass sheriff vehicle, and they talking about don't move. It's like I'd have been shot a million times if the police hadn't have been a different mindset because they knew the car was hot. They was harassing us, trying to make us change what we was doing. Because I actually gave them plenty of opportunity to shoot me because I done ran a bunch of times. I done did all kind of shit. So I'm saying it's like it's the training. You know what I'm saing? It's the training. Because them same dudes that'll chase you will come back around at night and be laughing and talk about when you hit that gate and they ain't tripping. So it's like it's all about the people, man. But it's like, man, nobody caught me.
Okay.
Nobody had their camera out or phone out when I was getting my ass whooped. Or dragged and all that shit, or the police piling 20 motherfuckers in the backseat of a police car. I mean, because we gang members, they want to put, you know what I'm saying, 30 dudes back in the backseat of one police car all stacked up.
One police car, that's crazy.
Waiting on your mama to come get you and stuff like that. So it's like, it's about, I think everybody should start pushing for it. Not how to deal with the police when you pulled over, but how they should hire and train the police. To me, that's the
problem. They should already have a guideline on how to do that. We as American people should not have to come up with that. But you guys, we're going to have to take a break right here, right now, so we can get our guests together coming into the show today. We do have Cannibal K scheduled to come and listen to some of his music. So I'm going to play some of this Katrina Kimmelworth, She Said, and we're going to come back and have some more grown folks business. So you guys, don't go nowhere. will be here. All right? Katrina Kenilworth. I actually like that song. I think she's a fire female.
I like that song. Yeah.
Man, that was a breath of fresh air. That was a breath of fresh air. I need you to send me that.
Yeah.
That was a breath of fresh air right there, man. That was dope.
Yeah, that was a nice job right there. I'm feeling
it. That shit, that was dope, man. Wow.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening to it. And salute and shout out to her. She sent that to us last season, you guys, when I was asking for some radio submissions. And she
right.
sent that. I'm going to have to try to contact her, see if I can get her over here. But I will send that to you, Rock. We appreciate
yeah.
that submission.
Right.
Okay,
for
you
real.
Guys. Our guest hasn't gotten here yet. So I do want to discuss some of the things that's going on with our country right now. From my understanding, the president gave permission to send a bomb to Afghanistan recently. A non-nuclear bomb, thank God. But what are you guys' thoughts? I mean, like, he had this big thing going on when Barack was trying to respond to a lot of issues and a lot of things that was going on with our country, and he had to have certain permissions to be able to do such a thing as that, which he could never get. So for him to just be able to do that, you know, really without nobody knowing what...
Right.
I mean, it's... I mean, you know, we're dealing with a situation in which, man, you know, we got a president who slid in there, man, on America First. And
right.
it seems like out of nowhere, he's all of a sudden, man, like, you know, worrying about international affairs more so than he's concerned about fixing things in America. You know what I mean? This is what the guy ran on. This is what they voted for him for. Like, because people who are more conservative, they don't give a fuck about what's happening all over the world. They're more concerned about what's happening right here. And that hasn't
right.
been his platform,
right.
you know. And it's
right.
like we caught up in these situations, man, dealing with how things are. And it's like I didn't hear about the Afghanistan thing, but it's like Afghanistan has always been like a strange thing for us anyway, man, because we armed the Afghani people, man, in order to get the Russians up out of there. You feel what I'm saying? And then when we was done and didn't need them no more because the Russians were no longer over there attempting to expand communism, we left them people over there, man, after years of war and struggle with no schools, no education, man. The cat Charlie Wilson that actually, you know what I'm saying, steam-headed the operation, pushed for that. He said, man, now that we've done all of this, man, we can't leave all these uneducated, unarmed people over there. And that's when the Taliban
right.
took over. That's when, you know what I'm saying, the extremists started taking over and finding a place and a foothold over there because they had AKs and rocket launchers, man, you know what I'm saying, that were given to them by the American people. You see what
right.
I'm saying? And we always go into places, man, and we get rid of somebody, but we don't replace it with anything. You know, we always nose into other people's business. Like, I know it sounds funny as a humanitarian and a human being, but there are some places in which dictatorships, man, are the only way that a civilization can function. They need that
right.
firm hand. You know, everybody can't survive this experiment that we call democracy. That's not really democracy because, you know what I'm saying, everybody's voice is not truly heard. You know what I'm saying? If it's four people on
right.
the show, man, and, you know, we vote, three of us vote for one thing, man, but the other person got all the power, it's like it don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can have a whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of alternative opinions, but if Tweety B hit the switch, our voices don't get heard. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
And this
right.
whole thing of attempting to blend capitalism and democracy just doesn't work because capitalism by itself is an idea, man, that deals with rich people getting rich. Democracy
right.
is a socialist idea in which, you know what I'm saying, it's for the people, man, and what's best for the people and what the people say and what the people want. And that's not how it go because if it was true, we wouldn't have some of these high prices, man. Places like Alabama wouldn't have like a gas company or a power company that's like charged 10 times in an impoverished area what they charge in major metropolises, you know. So
right.
it's like we dealing with all of this stuff, man, and it's this chaos, man. But it's like this Trump guy and his executive stuff, they say he on par, man, to top Obama's full 8-year spending just on traveling. So it's like this dude
right.
is something different, man. You know, he's nothing what he said he was. But as far as, like, man, you know, moving weapons and warfare, man, to other countries, man. It's getting crazy, man. This dude has, you know, he has created like somebody just walked by, took a baseball bat to a bee's hive. You know what I'm saying? And he's stirring up a bunch of stuff, man. He got everybody stirred up. Everybody mad. You know, you got the cartels in other countries mad. You know what I'm saying? In Mexico mad. You got, you know what I'm saying, all these Muslim people over here, man, in our country starting to, you can't say that dudes is not upset and nervous, because when they figure getting rid of all of the Mexican people, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man.
That's crazy.
I don't know what to say, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just crazy. It's like, you know we're dealing with a bunch of madness.
I think it's funny, though, because the same people that voted for that clown to be in there, they could have easily voted it a whole nother way. And then I look at it like this. It don't matter who is the president of the United States of America, Congress still run the show. And if they want to do something, regardless if you're feeling it or not, they're going to make it a way to where they can just fix it up and make it look good, even if you don't like it. In other words, if I was the president and Congress all about, well, we're going to drop some bombs over there. Nah, I don't want to drop no bombs over there. Well, this is what we going to do, and we ain't got to have your permission to do it. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly,
what good is a president of the United States when he really don't run shit? Because truth be told, if that was so, Donald Trump would have been fucked up a long time ago. You understand me? Because I just don't believe that the American people could actually be that close-minded to not know that our president, I mean, is a crazy motherfucker. He's crazy. He's crazy. He is crazy. We had some crazy presidents in our lifetime, but he done superseded everybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, having a black president paved the way for Donald Trump, man, because regardless if we want to acknowledge it or not, man, there are still a bunch of, you know, white people in this country, man, who they don't have to deal with the whole slavery is over, segregation is over, and all of this different nonsense, because at the end of the day, they never suffered through it. Black people were never in their state. Black people were never in their city. They never had to interact with black people. So it's like their whole take on things in America was different. And so when a black president was elected, they were shocked and appalled. Like, how could this be happening in our country? You know what I'm saying? Because the same stuff that people is in the street saying right now about how this ain't my president, you had them same white people like, this dude ain't my president. I ain't vote for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what we were dealing with. And so that paved the way for people to say, like, man, Donald Trump is something different. He talking about something different. We need some change. We need some other stuff. We need some better stuff. We need the situation, man, to become more, to become something better. And it's like, while I can understand the concept of it, it's like, but this individual, this dude who files for bankruptcy, man, like it's just, you know what I'm saying, like it's birth control. It's like,
right,
he's no different than a female who use abortion as birth control. You dig what I'm saying? It's like,
right,
he file a business, start a business, do what he got to do, and if things don't go right and shit, you know what I'm saying? He just filed bankruptcy,
right,
man. He care about nobody else. He talk about he for the little man, but yet you shut out all these small contractors when you was building your business, all the stuff that you was going to do. You did all of this crazy stuff and all this madness, man, and this is who you are. This is what you do,
right,
as a people. You feel what I'm,
right,
saying? And so it's like, man, this dude is in here, man. He never listened to nobody. He's hired people before. It's like he hired the people, man, to advise him and help him, man, when he was going to build the Taj Mahal thing. And one of the,
right,
people in the company said, look, man, this is not going to work, broski. You know what I'm saying? This is not going to work at all, man. You know, this is going to fail. And he got that dude fired from the company. And then when it failed, he didn't do shit. He never apologizes, man. The dude never,
right,
apologized. He's one of those people. He will never apologize. He will never admit that he's wrong. He will always have something to say. It's fake news if it's against him, and it's real news when it's for him. Everything that he do,
right,
everything that he say, man, is only about Donald Trump, man, being Donald Trump and being right. This dude's shoulder apprentice, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like that's one of the few successful things he did. But the dude got,
right,
bread because he held on to it by using every single loophole that existed in the tax system. I'm not mad at him about that. You file bankruptcy on this company, man. You give up and don't have to give part with too much bread here, and you save money, man. It's like, you know, you go into a business like a Ponzi scheme. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like you get everybody invested, man, and then you file bankruptcy. You ain't got to pay back the people who invested in your business, and you ain't got to get a government shit. So here it is. You got everybody money.
Right.
He's been stacking. He's been building.
I just want to know why this man is still in there, man. Like, that's baffling to me. Why is this man still in there? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get up back. He won. Like, this dude won. I understand everything you saying, and I see your point of view. And, but I'm still trying to get over the fact that this dude won, man. Like, what
hey,
in
like,
the world?
Hey,
but we look like some clowns now.
Somebody wait for somebody to jump out and go, aha, we were just playing.
Yeah, we look like some clowns. I was like, man, they punking us right now. Where's Ashton Kutcher, man? Because they got to be punking us right now with this one, man.
I got friends in other countries, man, that don't understand America's electoral system, man. And they be like asking me, like, is this really the best that America has to offer? Like, you know, your president is supposed to be the best person you put forward. Like, this y'all best, you know what I'm saying? This dude with this spray tan and funny-ass hair, dude. Like, this dude is really a clown. Like, literally. This dude is a clown, man.
Like, as another country, you would think, like, okay, the U.S. is getting weak now because this is a president. Like, hey, they ain't got nobody else. They stuck him in there. Like, no. See, so why wouldn't another country try us now?
Right. They got all this technology. How the fuck is they don't know that he fucking with Russia or how he fucking with Russia? You know, all the real deal shit that's been going on for all this bomb dropping and all this classic bullshit, you know what I'm saying? America's always been about search and seizure, though. They come in, they pillage the place, they take what they want, and then take over, and then they either leave you with nothing or they just take everything and make it their own. You know what I'm saying? That's how this country was founded. That's how this country was built. And Donald Trump know that. And he might be a perfect fit for them, but shit, he's fucking up. He's getting a lot of American people, man, on the wrong side of the world coin. You know what I'm saying? Because in order to go to war, the United Nations got to approve that shit.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing about it. He endangering lives all over the world, man, because it's like,
right.
Man, we can't come. And then he don't see he costing money. You got all these other countries, man, that's been sending people coming over here to go to school. It's like, man, foreign exchange students, man, like, you know, people coming over here to go to school instead of their own country, it's a drop. So it's millions and billions of dollars being lost because of this dude. This dude sold his people, man, in this little small town. Oh, we going to open back up the coal mines. What the fuck for? We don't use coal for shit. What are we going to open up the coal mine? We going to deregulate some shit, man, so y'all can start going back in there, man, and dying of this, ingesting this bullshit. And then we ain't going to use it for shit, so we can't pay y'all shit because we're not going to be selling it nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, man, you watch some of these old movies, man, and you see what it was like when they was using coal. I mean, you couldn't see across the street. You walking around in your white suit, you got coal ash and all that shit all on your clothes. People looking for better ways to use cleaner energy instead of using the funding. They actually have funding to go to them small towns and retrain all of them coal miners, people that work them jobs to do other stuff. You feel what I'm saying? They don't want to do that. People don't be accessing that stuff. You got these small towns to get closed down and shut down, man, because they industry leave. And this money allocated, man, in our government to go in and retrain them people to do different jobs, and nobody does it, man. This dude's whole thing, man, is he a good talker. He a good talker, man. He always say, you know, the very good thing. I see good things. I see great things. Wonderful things are going to happen. I would like to believe that that's not the way it's going to be, man. I see a great future. We're talking, and we're talking about some really good things. Some really good things are going to be going about. And all this, and everything is a good talk, good talk, good talk. And if he don't got nothing good to say, he want to say, oh, this old piece of shit motherfucker over here hating on what I'm trying to do and trying to shut me down and stop me from moving forward. And this is the bullshit that they pulling, and the old foul ass, you this wrong, and I don't listen to fake news. Man, they reported that you did something, put evidence, posted it, showed the facts, and you're going to say, oh, that's fake news. You created fake news by pushing and pushing President Obama's his birth certificate was fake. All of this stuff was fake. And now that the same type of news that you started is being used against you, you don't like it.
Right.
Man. It's like we dealing with a dude that's a clown, that's legitimately a clown. Like, you
straight
are
up.
A clown. It's like you spend your time
well,
on
actually,
Twitter, man.
I don't think nobody voted for him anyway. I think he had help, inside help to get in the office that he's in, as far as we all know that Russia has been tampering into our system for the longest. You know, our system was not safe. And I think that the election was altered in his favor because the American people showed you on Inauguration Day that they wasn't with him being president because they wasn't present to welcome him into the country. So who the hell voted for him? Who voted for him?
They voted for the man. He got voted for, man. People didn't go out and vote for the other person. That's what it was. It wasn't a matter of more people voted for him. It was less people actually participated in the electoral system. What a lot of people don't understand, man, is it's literally, man, in this country, it's 90 million white people and only 30 million black people. You look at the places where people didn't turn out to vote, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Georgia, you got these large black communities. They just didn't go out to vote because nobody believed that Donald Trump could ever make it. It was a joke. It had to be a joke. Nobody got out and voted. That's the facts, man. It's not nobody. They manipulated the system, man, by making us look how fucked up Hillary was and all that shit. But, man, and on another scale, people just didn't get out and vote, man. They just didn't get out and vote. You go online and you don't look at all the propaganda and the bullshit. You go to and look up these different districts, who voted, where people didn't vote. Black people didn't turn out, man. All the Bernie Sanders people, they didn't turn out for Hillary. They just stayed at home.
Right.
We got whooped on. We got beat up, man, by people just thinking it was a joke. I know 10 people that I don't fuck with no more. 10 people. They voted for Donald Trump as a joke. As a joke.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
one of them is 18 years old. It's their first time voting. Your first time
voting.
Well,
nobody should ever take the election as a joke. Like, you know.
That's what they did, though.
It's not a joke.
That's what they did. People woke up in the morning, and they went out and voted for Donald Trump, man. It's like people don't understand, man, how important news and the media affects how people think and how they vote. You saw the bullshit-ass movie with Chris Rock, man, when, you know what I'm saying, they thought it was over with.
Right.
People got to running out voting, man. It's like that's how it go, man. People did not turn out to vote. Russia manipulated everybody, man. I really believe that because I was wondering myself. But the media played a big role, too, because every time a big debate or anything was coming up, all of a sudden we started hearing about the emails. Oh, they found some more emails. They found email. They wanted Trump in there because they knew they could get more traction in news out of Trump than they could out of Clinton. Clinton was just going to be just another president, just another politician, sliding there doing political shit. They wasn't going to be able to get, look how the news, man, I mean, it's like newspapers, magazines, everything is selling with Trump shit. Every time you turn around, man, it's like they can't squeeze enough Trumpish stuff into these little news reports nowadays. It's something every day. This dude is hilarious. This dude is, comedians is killing. You know what I'm saying?
That
he the greatest thing to happen.
Right.
So I think the media.
Okay, you
too,
guys.
Man.
It doesn't look like that our guest is gonna make it in here. So what I want to go ahead and do, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show and everybody that called in on the board to check us out. I would like to start with DJ Sergeant Rock with your final thoughts and your information and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, I got to send a super, super duper shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my team at Grown Folks Business, the Queen, Tweety B, the God, Hey Roo, and the brother D Ham, you know what I'm saying? I love rocking out with y'all. I enjoy y'all every time I get on the air with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And it's just real, you know, and coming from my heart, I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just keep doing your thing. Whatever it is, because, you know, God, Hey, Rue, he do so many things, you know what I'm saying? he ain't got to leave his house. He he can do some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, it's really going down, man. I love y'all to death, man. One time for my brother D. Ham, you know what I'm saying? He's in the building. Whoa. He ducked off in the woods, wherever the fuck he at, but he in the building. You know what I'm talking about? And the Queen Tweety B, I love you to death. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for having me. You know what I'm saying? I love this shit. And we ain't going to stop this shit. You know what I'm saying? Grown folks' business, you understand? We the shit. Believe that. Ground Hard Radio, man. One time for Jit, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, live. You know what I'm talking about? It's really going down. And if anybody want to holler at me, man, you can reach me at Facebook. You know what I'm talking about? Anthony, space, DJ Sergeant Rock. That's DJ S-G-T-R-O-C-K, skipper space, last name H-A-L-E. You understand me? Because that's the only social media outlet that I'm rocking with. And if you got any music, any DJ drops, paraphernalia, whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? You can send that to me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you can send it to me.
Sex tape.
All lowercase. DJ S-G-T-R-O-C-K, the number 48, at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And you can catch us back on Grown Folks Business when we come back. You understand me? Because you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday live and direct on Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? We run the matrix around this black ass bitch. Holler back at your boy, man. Know what it is.
Absolutely. All right, D-Ham?
All right, man. I've been here, man. You know what I'm saying? I just been having to keep my phone on mute, man. I got little people that don't give a damn what a nigga doing on the phone. They don't. You know what I'm saying? And they want to be in wherever you at. That's where they want to go. So I've been trying to go across the house, trying to quiet spot, but they want to follow me. So, but no, nah, I mean, you know, say, man, I love doing this stuff, man. You know, you can find me on Facebook, Darrell Hamilton. That's where you can probably hit me up at. You'll probably get a response from me more on there than anywhere else. Man, you know, I love doing grown folks business. I love my squad, man. I appreciate my girl Tweety B for even giving me the opportunity. I appreciate Jit for giving her the opportunity, and she just passing the blessings on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope everybody enjoy their Easter. You know, if you got kids or not, still enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying, kids? Because it ain't all about the kids sometimes. And don't let Easter be the only time you go to church. After Easter, go to church. You know, don't even go to church for just Easter. That just don't make sense. Don't even go. Just keep doing kids, what you've been doing.
They worry about that Easter egg hung out the church. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? They don't worry about that. But you know, man, I'll be back. I'll be back for whenever we come back. I'll be right here rocking and rolling with the squad. GLB for life. Y'all already know what it is. Grind Hard Radio. It is what it is. D Ham, I'm out.
All right. The guy, hey, Rue.
Hey, man, look here. You know, I just want to say, man, you know, it's been a blessing, man. This is not a radio show to me. This is sitting in the living room, man, with, you know what I'm saying, friends and family, man, chopping it up about topics, listening to music, man, and having a few people drop by, man. So it's always a pleasure to be here, man. You know, y'all can't find me or catch me, man. I'm going to the mountains, man, with about 25 lovely ladies, man, doing a squirting seminar. So y'all might not catch up with me
for a couple
of months, man. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, I won't be chilling, man. You know, I ain't gonna make Easter Sunday. You know, I'll be doing my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to bring down out the mountains, man. A bunch of old faithfuls, man. You know, going off regularly on time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, make sure none of them ain't peeing on you.
Oh, yeah, you know. See, I'm taking it.
They said you're lying now. They said they squirting and they pissing, so you better be making
that's
sure
all right.
You get squirting and pissing.
I'm taking a chemistry kit, man. I'm taking a chemistry kit, man. So you know what I was saying. We can sample. You know what I was saying. The chemical makeup, man, of the fluids that are flowing forth from, you know what I was saying, the vaginal region. You know what I'm saying? The graduation is we gonna pop vaginas like you pop bottles, man, and let it just foam all up and spray everywhere.
Oh, my God.
They're gonna have a certificate from, you know what I'm saying, the Squirtological Institute of the God, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, you can catch me back here, man, next season, man. We're going to try to get D-Ham, you know what I'm saying, to bring his wife on to the show, man. So you know what I'm saying? We can see that brother in his married man lane, in which he, you know what I'm saying, I listened to the show last week. That brother was so articulate, so calm. So, you know what I'm saying, forthright and forthcoming, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful thing, man. And his wife came on the show, man, and performed like a professional radio host because she was articulate and intelligent. And we need some more feminine energy over here. So we're going to be working on that, man, in the off-season, man.
That's
see if Mr. Hamilton can get Mrs. Hamilton over here on the show, man, and we can have some more live.
I see if I can make that happen, man.
That'll jumble some things up on some topics, man. Because the marriage, man, that's your lane, my brother. That's your lane. I seen you at your best last week. I'm so proud.
Wow.
Of you, man. I just want to say, man.
Already, man, I appreciate the love, man.
I'm really confident.
Nah, I appreciate the love. I don't think you're clowning.
Yeah.
You feel like, you know, me and my wife, we did our thing. I see if she want to get on her and see what she's doing
though,
with her.
Y'all did, man. But, you know, and other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? You can catch me, man, you know what I'm saying, probably on Twitter sometime, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'll be at, man. You know, shooting a couple of jabs at a couple of cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Not giving a fizzle. And other than that, I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm laid up, man, the same way I was born, you know. All our birthday suit all day doing me.
You know what? TMI.
Hey, man.
We appreciate everybody for locking in to us for our season finale show. It's a good time over here on Grown Folks Business.
Yeah, it is.
Over here with a bunch of fools, y'all. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. I got some mental issue patients over here. You know what I'm saying? They walking around
free, but they should be locked up. I took my meds. I took my meds this morning. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I was born ill afflicted. I'm too hip hop for a laptop. You understand me?
See,
fuck with your boy.
See what I'm talking about?
I'm telling you.
All right, you guys, you can find, follow me at TweetyBird334 on everything. That's BYRD, the spelling of bird. And if you wish to submit your music or your songs or to come on to the show and get interviewed, you can email me two songs, a picture, and a bio to Tweety Bird, BYRD334ALA@gmail.com. Thank you, Grind Hard Radio, for 5 wonderful seasons thus far. We look forward to number 6 when we come back. Salute and shout out to Jit Chronicles, Charles Millinger, and everybody that has a part in Grind Hard Radio. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you on season 6. We're going to get out of here on some dope-ass music featuring my girl, Dawn Duchess.
Stay tuned for my mixtape that's going to be coming out, man, called I Can't Rap, But You Can't Either Shut Up and Listen to the Beat. It's going to be coming soon, man. Y'all hang out, man, and it's been a blessing and a pleasure, man. A blessing and a pleasure.
It's going down. Grown folks. Yeah. Tweety B, we love you. Enjoy your vacation. And look, when you get ready to roll the promo out, you already know what to do. We ready. You understand what I'm saying? Real talk.
You already know. So you guys, I don't know what if we gonna hear some dope ass music featuring Dawn Duchess or not.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I'm trying to. Yeah, like this board is really crazy like this. But, there we go.
We still alive?
Okay, you guys, we got shit going on with the board, so I'm just gonna have everybody hang up. The damn show over with. Holla, see you this evening. We out of here.
Trill. Grown folks business.